Seattle's doing a relatively good job when it comes to gender pay equity, but there's still room for improvement. Men still outnumber women 2-to-1 in city jobs. These are the findings of a new report that was presented to the city council this week. Marcy Silman talked it over with Seattle journalist Erica C. Barnett.
There is overall a fairly good parity between men and women, but once you start sort of breaking it down, you see that the gender disparity that does exist is because men tend to be concentrated in higher paying jobs and women in lower paying jobs. And the disparity between people of different races is even greater.
So for this particular study, were they looking at men and women doing the same work? Were they looking across all job categories?
They did both. They looked at men and women doing the same work, and they found that the gender pay equity was pretty good there, with the caveat that there aren't as many women doing the substantially equal job of men, because men, again, are concentrated in high-paying jobs. So you might have, you know, say 80 men and 20 women, and those 20 women are getting paid about the same as the 80 men.
So the city mostly found that it was doing a good job. This is a city-commissioned study of the city.
Correct.
But there's still a pay gender gap, right?
There is. And what was really fascinating about the study is that when you did sort of when you pulled out those higher paying departments, so what they did was they took out three different departments that are substantially more male and where pay is much higher: City Light, the Police Department, and the Fire Department. And once they pulled those out, they said, well, this is great news, because actually, women are making the same as men, and the gender pay gap narrows, and men overall are not making a whole lot more than women. But, you know, the question that sort of begs the question, it's circular logic. If we take out all the high paying male jobs, then it looks like women are doing well. But I mean, the numbers, when you look at them, are kind of shocking. A lot of the positions in the police department, they're special pay positions, so you make more money. And of those positions, almost no employees were women. And there are several job titles in the city that have no women at all. And it's not like it's two people and they're both men. It's more like there's 100 people and 100 of them are men. So taking out those jobs and separating them is a little disingenuous.
Journalist Erica Barnett is with me. We're taking a look at a new report about the gender pay gap among City of Seattle employees specifically. This report also looked at the ethnic pay gap. And what were the main findings?
The main findings were that if you were not white, you were lower on the scale. And interestingly, they break it down into 12, I believe, categories, groups of gender, race breakdowns. And of the top six, only white females are in that group. Are the only females. The rest are males. And of the bottom six, they are all minorities. So clearly, being a ethnic or racial minority is a huge disadvantage in the city.
Who's at the top of the list?
White males. They are the baseline for the whole list.
And the bottom is?
The bottom is Native Hawaiian Pacific Islanders.
Well, so what is the city council and the mayor thinking about in terms of solving this gap?
Well, they're creating essentially a commission to look at gender and to figure out some of the reasons for gender pay disparities. They've talked about working harder to recruit women and to recruit minorities to the city. That's something that they have been dedicated to for a long time. We've had the Race and Social Justice Initiative for many years now. And so those problems have not been solved.
Well, I know that Mayor Murray hired the new fire chief with the explicit instruction that he's supposed to recruit more women and minorities for the fire department. Mm-hmm. He hired a woman, Kathleen O'Toole, to head the police department. You know, aside from saying go out and do this and having the best intentions, realistically, is there anything that the city can do to rectify a larger societal ill?
Well, I think the city is kind of uniquely positioned to do that, or city governments in general, because they can, you know, effectively have affirmative action programs. And, you know, one other reason I would point out that the city looks good in this report is that the city hires people at certain pay grades. And so people in the exact same job don't typically make different wages. So they actually have a lot more power to kind of, to explicitly say we have target hiring goals and to try to meet those.
It's Erica C. Barnett. She spoke with Marcy Silman. You can read her online at thecisforcrank.com. Once again, a new report says the city of Seattle is doing a relatively good job with gender pay equity, but there's still plenty of room for improvement.